everybody. Welcome to Porn Star Life Coach. This is pornstarlifecoach.com. If you have seen the site, I'm Nikki Hunter, and I'm joined by three beautiful people. I normally say beautiful women, but it's not all women in this room right now. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Kiki Dare. I'm a porn star.
I'm Samantha Sampson, and sorry.
Enter porn name here. Go ahead.
I'm Dane Cross. I'm a male porn star.
Mm-hmm. And one more.
Casey Storm, and I'm new to the industry.
Wow, brand new. Well, guys, welcome to Porn Star Life Coach, and we are all part of the Julie Land universe, and we absolutely love our God and mentor, Richard Avery, who is here watching over us, and we pray to you. We are broadcasting to you live right now from the lost mailroom of Santa Claus. So as we sift through all the letters of people sending it in and asking Santa for things, there is a certain corner that we have where the mail comes in saying, Santa, I want to be a male porn star. And I think that they...
don't bother.
And it's really funny how high this pile is back here, that there are so many requests of people that want to get into porn. And given that this is our first roundtable discussion with an actual penis of the industry, I think it'd be great to kind of approach this subject. Now, Dane, you've been in the industry for how long?
Just over 6 years.
Did you have to send in an email or something? Were you like, hey, I want to get in the industry? Or how did you approach this?
It's really as simple as getting on your knees and sucking Richard Avery's dick. I can't.
I heard he didn't swing that way, but I mean, I'm open to all kinds of suggestions here.
Well, you know.
Rumors.
When you look at this mouth of mine. No, the industry's been changing in the last few years for guys. I got in through Craigslist, actually, of all places.
What?
Yeah.
No.
So,
really?
So, yeah, I got in with a girlfriend I had at the time.
So you had a girl on your arm.
Yeah, a girl is very helpful. If you want, find a girl that likes you, hopefully.
Ding, ding, ding. Write that down, people.
A cute girl, preferably.
Yeah, so, cute helps.
Cute helps.
I got this ugly hag. Let's get into porn. Okay.
So a cute girl that's pretty, it's more like an exhibitionist, and kind of come as a couple and do, there's a couple sites out there that do couples and amateur porn. And kind of go from there. And really, it's kind of like the proving ground. If you can work with that girl, fine, and be able to, you know, come on command and take direction, you have a good start there. Beyond that, it's kind of the luck of making contacts within those circles, because you want to break, if you want to pursue this as a career, you need to start working for not just the pro amateur companies, but more mainstream porn.
Right.
And so I basically am a person who's always asking questions and talks to a lot of people on network.
And you won an award, didn't you?
And a few years ago, I won an award in 2010.
Yes, you did.
So I'd set out some goals.
AVN,
yes.
I'm trying to give you accolades
okay.
here. I am. I'm like,
yeah, I want
a fucking award, people, okay? He won an AVN for Best Male Newcomer, right?
I'm not counting, but I won four total awards.
Yeah. But,
this means you should listen to him, boys.
This is true. Now, ladies, how many times do you have people, and specifically Kiki Dare, because you've been in the industry for about as long as I have or longer, right? How
99.
Since 99. Okay. Longer than me. You have, I'm sure you've had your fair share of boyfriends, boy toys, people that are just email you, fan mail. I want to get in the industry. What do I do? Help me. What do you say?
Don't bother.
Really?
No, I mean, when I got into the business, it was different in the sense that it was very, very closed to males. New guys were not getting in unless they really did suck Richard Avery's dick. But
he's the gateway.
Morpheus.
I mean, you know.
Red pill, blue pill?
So
just close your eyes, baby. It's okay. It'll be over soon.
You're only gay if you take it in the ass. But
we weren't going to talk about anal.
Oh, wait. I forgot. No A word. Oops. Anyway, it was just different. What happened with Dane probably would not have happened back then.
No. And what would have happened with me now won't necessarily happen today.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Craigslist is that big of a hunting ground right now.
Not for
talent.
For competent talent.
Right. I think that for right now, and this is 2012, if you're listening, the end of 2012, it could change within a couple months. People are looking into the webcam stuff and the web series stuff that you can jump on and see you prove over the internet. It's not really like a cattle call anymore.
Not at all.
It's through I know the agencies now are really pushing for, which was never really popular before, male talent. So now, like, a couple of the big agencies are actually requesting, we're looking for new male talent. And so and that's good and bad, because there's been a couple really good performers / competition who's come into
damn that competition
who's come into the game in the last few years, and you know, it makes me work harder as a performer, because you know, with the advent of erectile dysfunction pills, it's slightly easier to do the job.
You can't pop though on that shit.
You can't. It's difficult to pop on it, I have stuff as a backup, but I haven't used any of that stuff in a couple of years, because one, I got in without it, and two, when I started to like take a pill, I would get massive headaches and back pain and all this other stuff, and it was just not pleasurable. Mm-hmm. And I had to literally recondition my mind to not use it and get out of that kind of like mindset and expectation that a lot of the porn producers, directors have, that you always have to be hard and ready to perform. But I'm just a self-starter, and that's really important. You got to be a self-starter, and you can't take favorites. Because nobody's not attractive in this business to me. Everybody's beautiful in their own way, and
so as a male porn star, you have to find what you're attracted to in your partner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I may not like them as a person or what they do, but that's of no consequence.
Have you had to fuck someone you hate?
All the time.
Oh, that's the good grudge sex.
I gotta know. I was like, uh-oh. You like me, okay?
Of course I do.
Stop rolling your eyes right now. Casey Storm, you're brand new into the industry. How many scenes have you done?
I did four for Score already. I just finished my second for Devil's Films. The first one's actually in Hustler right now. I also do AmericanMeanGirls.com. Mm-hmm. It's a fetish site.
Very cool.
And I've done two BDSM, one for John Wilkes and one for Michael Caine.
So you're like 10 and under, maybe. Like 7 to 10, maybe.
Yeah.
Would you like to make it like 10 to 11 or me?
Well, I take that back. Actually,
put the penis back in the pants.
Right. I just did one for Alicia Productions, which will come out for, I think it's Corruptslaw.com.
So you got 11.
Yeah. So,
Phoenix,
and then Naughty America.
Phoenix isn't here.
Like, hey, Dane wants to make it
999.
Right. She's got everything counted. She knows. Now, Casey, all the talent to you is new, right?
For the most part.
But
yes.
Can you tell the difference? Like, have you had any seasoned male talent in, like, I don't know who your co-stars have been when you do the porn that you performed in, but have you had anyone that was seasoned versus someone that was brand new, and could you tell a difference?
Actually, I could. The first person I shot with down at Score, I was very fortunate they were very seasoned, and he was amazing. Quite the gentleman. We had a lot of conversation.
What is the professionality that you expect from someone that's been through the ringer a couple times, and you're like, this is a male porn star that I want to work with again? What was that seasoned personality?
It had a lot to do with respect, the way they treated me. Someone that just comes in and, you know, prime example, I just shot with somebody recently who, when they weren't shooting, they were playing on their laptop and really had no conversation whatsoever.
Oh, that's good. I don't want to hear about. I mean, you're very fine, but there's girls in this industry who you just don't want to
yak yak yak.
No,
you can't get it up, and then you can't get it up, right? Because you hear about all their issues.
Yeah. So at least I talk to the performers is good. Yeah. But I'm going to be very cordial and nice.
Yeah. Well, he was polite. We'll just put it that way. But
you weren't happy.
No, because I didn't know anything about him other than. Very little research. I didn't even know what his connection was. Yeah, there was nothing there. I was just like, okay, all right, let's get done.
Yeah, I mean, there's a fine balance with that though, and I found out the hard way. In 6 years, I had 2 Mondays ago a girl basically stop in the middle of the scene and say, "I can't do this."
Why?
And she's very cute, and I was very into her. Why? So basically, you know, I was having a not so great week to begin with, but that's of no consequence to whatever. But, you know, I'm normally quiet to begin with, and I'm very into the performer anyhow once we start the scene. But I don't want to be, like, creepy and gropey and all that stuff. And this person misinterpreted some things, and it started with... after we did the softcore, we were going to go into picks. So we wrapped up softcore and everything was fine. And then we're going to go into hardcore after the picks. And she's like, "Would you like me to suck your dick to get you hard?" I'm like, "Oh, no, cool. I can do it." And she...
Oh, and she
totally personal. Like personal. And I was like,
oh. like I don't need you.
And
oh.
I...
That's you,
a
crashing.
Sensitive little girl and her sensitive little
ears. Yeah, would that hurt you, Kiki?
I find that if I don't have any clue what the performer likes that I'm working with, I get bored really quickly because if you don't know what to do, there's no connection. Would it hurt? I wouldn't be hurt as much as I would just be kind of like, oh, yay, this is going to be a long day.
Yeah, she just got off. And, you know, we both, it was just like a domino effect. And I understood where she was coming from, but she also had like self-confidence issues. And
every girl on porn does.
Welcome to female nature.
Welcome to the porn industry.
That she couldn't work through.
You have ovaries, you got issues.
Yeah,
is that on your bumper
sticker? Stop agreeing with me,
okay? Is that on your bumper sticker on your car? Or is that your website?
That is my new website. All right, guys. So we've discussed some of the attitudes it takes when you're on set. Let's answer some of these letters that are sitting over here so Santa doesn't have to and he can get me all the gifts I need for Christmas. Why don't we tell everyone what it does take for a guy to get into the industry? What are the things that he needs to do? So that way, let's answer those questions.
Number one, keep your day job while you're trying to get established.
Okay, good advice.
You will need to move out to Los Angeles or Miami in order to try and pursue any real career.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to make this a full-time career, you need to be in the hub.
Yeah, come to Hollywood, baby.
We'll make you a star.
It's my line.
What would you tell the new talent that wants to get into the industry now that you have your 11 scenes under your belt, Casey?
Wait, she just did 12. You missed 12.
Yeah.
You didn't even notice.
I didn't. It was under the table. Dane's dick is that long. I know.
Oh, dreams.
I think Kiki summed it up, and she's actually the one who taught me, so to speak, find some sort of a connection with them, with the person you're with, because otherwise boredom's going to set in, and odds are they're not going to want to work with you again.
But connection doesn't mean you want to fuck even during the breaks and then wear the girl out and then take her into the back room and then try and fuck her like off the camera and try and fuck her in the makeup chair and then try and like if I walk onto a set and there's man blanket immediately, I'd be like, calm the fuck down, Poncho. Sit.
Wait, I thought that was normal.
No.
No. But Nikki, my question to you is like, you've been doing this a while. You have all these male porn stars you've been with. What makes you... like a porn male? What makes great male?
What makes me a male porn star?
No, what makes great male talent for
my
you?
My 11-inch dick, baby. Strap it on. No, go ahead.
What makes a great male porn star for you?
Just mention everything I am.
Dane Cross.
Two words.
No. I like a guy who's sure of himself. You have to walk onto set and be confident. If you second guess yourself or make excuses, I don't care if your dick is soft. Don't say anything. Like, just give me a second. That's it. Don't go, I'll get it there. I'll get it there in just a second. Let me go sit in the corner. I'm going to do this. Hang on. Hang on. Let me go pop a pill. Okay. I'm so sorry. It never happens to me ever, ever. You know, that, wow, that pisses me off. It's like, wow. Stop making excuses.
Dane's crying.
Yeah, that's just creepy.
Stop saying something. I don't care. I'll sit here as long as it takes. Let's get your head in the right place. As long as it's back there in just a second world, it's not going to get where it needs to be. And there, for every guy out there who says, I want to be a male porn star, understand that the mentality that it takes to take off your clothes, fuck a girl, sometimes hurt a girl in certain positions, and you still have to fuck her. With a raging heart on. And it doesn't matter if she's in pain. And it doesn't matter if she's uncomfortable. It doesn't matter if she's had a bad day. You got to be turned on and fuck the shit out of her like you are paid to do, because this is a job. So you won't make it if you care too much. There's got to be that slight edge deep down inside of that little bit of an asshole that you could just turn it off and do what you need to do. And that's the part that guys are like, I want to fuck a girl. I want to go be a male porn star so I can fuck all the vivid girls. And I'm going to lay them all. And then you just turn into a big soppy man blanket. And we can't see shit anyways because you're fucking them for real. And there's a difference between real fucking and porn fucking. And there's a saying that I've always heard is, in porn fucking, belly buttons never touch.
Oh, that's so true.
And but when you're making love and you're having sex in your own bedroom, there's the bodies to touch and move together. You won't see that in porn unless you're doing softcore and
or on Anika Noel.
Yeah, Anika Noel. I was gonna say that, which is rare. I'm just putting it out there. It's very rare.
Which I like.
In most porn, belly buttons never touch because it's not about the sex. It's right. about the show.
Right.
Done. Ta-da. Me. That's my opinion.
I like it.
I had a friend who, his girlfriend is a long-term performer, and she done.
No, go ahead.
Okay,
almost done.
Anyway, he wanted to do some scenes, and she was just like, "No, I don't think you can do it." And he was like, "Really?" So he took that as a challenge.
Oh yeah.
She went out and got the largest, roundest, nastiest chick she could find, and said.
I don't think that was on the application when she got her. I think she just found somebody. Excuse me, are you the largest, nastiest girl I can find? Oh, you are. Don't shave or bathe, and then you can come home with me.
Did you find her on Craigslist?
Exactly.
Her ad was the one right under Dane's.
Exactly.
Yes.
Changed your whole career.
Hey, he did it.
Did he?
He did it. And he kept wood. Wow. So he is now an unofficial porn star.
Wow.
Nice.
What makes a male porn star a porn star?
Dude. Go ahead, Dane.
Oh, gosh. I hate that title for a guy. And I didn't start using that comfortably until, maybe...
The fourth
award? Actually, about 3 years ago, almost. Still after I won awards.
Yeah.
And after I, you know, worked about 300-plus scenes.
Yeah.
I would just call myself talent. Because really, we're here for you, for the girls, and we're here to make them look good. And we have to know what we're doing because we're directing the scenes more often than not. I saw a new kid perform, and it was just kind of insane... to my head, why he wasn't opening up for camera and he had an 11-inch dick. I was like, God, I hate you with that big dick of yours. I don't have
and
dick
you
envy.
Still can't fuck
you
right.
Can't, you still go, oh, how do you not open up? But so it's just about... I try and be very confident with what I do at my work, but I don't try to have an ego. And I've been knocked down a few pegs because there's guys who've performed 2,000 plus more scenes than me out there and been in the business almost double the time or over double. And I'm always learning something new.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important. Just stay humble and be appreciative that you're having sex for a living if you stuck around more than a year.
Yeah. And remember, the camera doesn't smell, so I don't care. You still have to do it, boys. And on that note.
Wow.
Go ahead, guys. guys, tell everyone what your sites are so they can go find you and make sure that they see you in all your glory, unclothed glory.
I am officialkikidare.com. I'm on Twitter at @Kiki_Dare. That's Dare with an I. And tons of others.
You can find me on Twitter, Dane Cross. And also, if you want to ask some questions, Formspring. Dane Cross XXX, I think. And I'm also on some new Showtime series called Reality Shows, directed by Anne Rifkin. Hey. That's coming out, like, I think, last week.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very cool. And Casey Storm.
Actually, my Twitter is Casey Storm XXX. And also, I can be found on AmericanMeanGirls.com.
Very, very cool. Love it. And of course, you can find me, Nikki Hunter, here at Julieland.com, part of the Julieland universe. This is Porn Star Life Coach. Find us at pornstarlifecoach.com, and we'll see you guys next time.